But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care. I've noticed this morning that you have dark teeth and daws.
I have what?
Dark teeth and daws.
What is going on?
I have... Is he saying real words?
I don't think so.
I'm what does that mean? What you've been saying during the last commercial break. You're obsessed with the Carolina Panthers guy, and you're morphing him.
Carolina Panther with dog deep and dog.
What got you going on that?
I don't know.
Gonna dominate the foe.
I've been singing that and Busey Boy for
I
the past
that
day.
All
I can
day
see
why Busey Boy would stick with you.
I think the Carolina Panther song popped in my head because of that. We just played that spot.
We had a spot with it.
Yeah, that has that wow, wow, wow. Has like a real panther
right.
sound. So, coming off a very traumatic evening. Had a pretty serious incident happened to me. But anyway.
I doubt it.
Anyway.
Okay, what happened?
Oh, okay. You want me to tell the story?
About the,
okay.
Yeah, what overblown incident happened to you?
George, you'll probably like this story.
Why?
So I was running an errand of my choosing last night.
Generic?
And I was on a residential street, parked on the side of the street. I was in my car. It was on, and I was looking at my phone. You know, sometimes when you're checking something on your phone before you take off and you're heading back home or heading out to do another errand. So I'm there. It's nightfall. Night has already fallen, so it's dark. And I noticed that coming up the road, the opposite direction, was a vehicle. An SUV. And it pulls up alongside. I just think it's going to drive right past me. But it slows as it gets alongside me. And all of a sudden, I feel and hear something hit my car at a very high velocity.
So they hit you or they threw something at you?
They threw something at me.
Wow.
Hit my car. And so then they hit the gas and they keep going. Of course, I'm in my little speedy car, so I quickly do a U-turn and the chase is on.
Here we go.
It is on, brother.
Did you brandish your sidearm?
No.
Wave it out the window?
I didn't have my sidearm with me. But that is exactly what I was thinking of as I'm in hot pursuit. I'm thinking, if I had a gun...
Let that go.
And I was an angry type of person, that would be a bad combination. Now, I wouldn't have done it because I wasn't that angry, and I'm sitting there calculating the whole time I'm following them, do they have a gun?
Right.
So I'm maintaining a tasteful distance in my hot pursuit.
You're kind of angry, though, at this point, because you are in hot pursuit.
Yes. Yes.
What was your end game here? What were you wanting to do? To ask them what they threw at you?
I was going to catch up to them and let them know. I say, hey, you dropped something back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd love sarcastic guy.
Real obnoxious, you know, just be real polite, overly polite and say, you dropped something back there. I just want to make sure it wasn't valuable or anything like that.
Okay. Mm. I do not like this story.
Why not?
Because I don't think any of us need to be doing that. There's no telling who's behind that wheel.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. As I'm driving and in hot pursuit, my resolve to chase them was diminishing. Because I'm going through all the scenarios in my head of, all right, it's not just one person that's in there. I guarantee you it's going to be a collection of individuals. So I'm outnumbered immediately.
Yep.
And I'm with people who are willing to do something like that. And maybe they're just teenage kids, you know, doing a prank, and they would be, you know, like it would be valuable for them to be confronted, and then they would stop doing it. Also a chance.
Yeah, some of those teenagers have guns, too.
Yeah. That they are loaded for bear and they're ready for a conflict if somebody chases them down. But they're taking evasive maneuvers and I'm half-hearted chasing after them and quickly losing resolve. You know. I mean.
So now you're putting other people in danger.
Defined speeding.
Driving faster than the speed limit.
Speed limit? I take those as speed suggestions.
So they are. This is a high-speed chase.
And they're taking evasive maneuvers, and finally, I just let them go.
Good.
It would have taken a lot to chase after them at this point. And I'm thinking, well, what if I chase them? Because I could catch up to them. I knew that my car could outperform theirs.
Yours is souped up.
Mine is souped up. But I'm thinking, if they are teenagers, and I am chasing them in my souped up vehicle, I could cause them to wreck because they're driving a fool.
They run a red light.
And that's not worth it either.
Family of four. And, yeah. That's good.
So I'm having this huge internal dialectic with myself trying to figure out the right thing to do. So eventually I call off the hot pursuit.
That's good.
I got on my radio and I called off one unit that was chasing them. So then I go back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, what'd they throw at you?
I drive back. I don't see what hit my car. I'm looking on the headlights are illuminating the dark roadway and there's nothing there. I'm looking for a dirt clod something. I'm trying to figure out, well, where could this thing have bounced if it hit my car and then tumbled over? Did it go into this residential yard right beside it? No, I don't see anything out there. But I'm doing full forensics on the scene. I'm processing the scene.
Do you have it taped off?
I had it taped off. I had the little number cards that were sitting down on the ground, you know.
And you're in front of somebody else's house, right?
Yes.
So they're seeing you out there. And
I'm in front of a house. Yeah,
on.
There's something weird happening in the middle of their street. So finally, I'm doing the calculations. I'm doing the ballistics of where this thing could have come from and where did it hit and then where could it have ricocheted to. And finally, I pull out the flash. I keep a tactical flashlight in the vehicle. I keep a tactical flashlight in the vehicle, not my car, but the vehicle.
Right.
And I'm searching out in the roadway, and finally I stumble upon the thing that they threw at me. Because I did look at the side of my car, and I couldn't find any dents. And I couldn't find any, like, I was looking for, like, egg whites or something. Maybe they egged my car. Couldn't find that either. The only thing I found was an oily smear on one of the back windows, one of the passenger side.
Can I guess?
Back window. I'm sorry, the driver's side back window.
Was it a used condom?
No. Gosh. It's not a bad guess, though. That would have been bonus for me. I would have been like, hey, I just won the lottery.
Because you reuse those.
I don't even know where it's coming from. I don't understand how his mind works.
Yeah,
I don't think he slept last night.
Yes. From the start of this segment to now.
Just fine.
So I see that greasy smear on the back seat driver's side window. And then finally I find the object in the middle of the road. And I thought of you, George, because there, lying in two pieces, was a hot dog.
They threw a hot
you
dog at you?
A hot dog?
Yes.
You got wienered?
Yes.
You got
they
wiener.
Threw a wiener at
they,
me.
Whoever they are genius.
They are genius. Watch this. I'm going to throw a hot dog at that dude.
Threw a hot dog. And I think that they were just outdoing that because this it was in two pieces, but it wasn't like broken by impact. It was like cut in two pieces down the middle. And it wasn't cold and it wasn't like really warm, so it seemed like they were just out with a package of hot dogs.
Yeah. It was a bad throw. He probably meant to hit your windshield so you would have to. Was that a hot dog? that was the bit, I think. They wanted you to immediately see that you just got hot dog.
A hot dog.
Well, it wasn't me.
So that's their gag.
Wow.
They're out throwing hot dogs. So if that's the case, surely it's teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, because when I was in hot pursuit and I called it off, it was based on the assumption that I'm battling MS-13 or whatever is, you know. I had in my mind I'm battling ISIS here.
Do you think they knew you were pursuing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
they were.
Okay.
They were taking
so
off.
So you
they
made
were
their
away
night. They got a story now that tell their friends.
Yeah. And I got one for the radio.
It
all worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Everybody got something out of the deal.
They're now my favorite troublemakers.
Not those kids. That's a funny bit. But God forbid they hot dog the wrong person.
I know, yeah.
Who does
there may be some people that don't call off the hot pursuit.
And...
Yeah. So
do you guys ever throw stuff at cars? I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, like we did water balloons once, and it was very traumatic because we hit someone, and they locked them up, and they stopped the car, and we were busted, and it turned out it was a close friend of our families, and that was just awkward for everyone.
Snowballs was the big thing.
You threw snowballs at cars?
Yeah, that's sorry.
Yeah, we did dirt clods.
And on this exact same street, some 20, I don't know, 30 years ago, this is a while ago, this is when I was a little kid, on Halloween, I got assaulted on that same street by a fire extinguisher on Halloween one time. Because I was out trick-or-treating, and this vehicle pulls up, and they ask for directions. It was some teenagers. And they asked for directions. Said, where is Maple Street? And I started giving them directions, and I'm pointing down the road, and then the back window rolls down, and a fire extinguisher, horn sticks out of there, and they just light me up with this fire extinguisher.
Hello.
Yeah. And so I just take this snowstorm that just hits me with my arm extended like I'm, a pointing statue. And finally they empty about half the thing onto me, and they stop, and they're all dying laughing.
They're and also geniuses.
You have to guess how I responded. What do you think I did?
You just kept going, I'm sure. And then take another left.
That's exactly what I did.
Then I did the right old, on
and,
Main Street.
And anyway, it's down here. And it's the second left. It's not the first. It's a second left.
Oh, God.
Y'all have a good night.
So you turned it right back on them.
Yeah. Just pretended as if this didn't happen.
Boy, there's a lot of geniuses.
Yeah, I guess it's the street of genius.
Yeah.
Fire extinguisher and a hot dog.
Oh, my God. Yeah, fire extinguisher and a hot dog. Maybe they'll rename the street that in honor of the great events that happened there.
I'm going to rename my band that.
Fire extinguisher and hot dog.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEC, 6:32 on the ticket.